Psalm chapter 4, and read the entire psalm, beginning at verse number 1. It says, "Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, Who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this portion of your word. We thank you that you are still on the throne, and through all this that we know that you are with us. And we just pray you would help us, Lord. There's probably, I think all of us are struggling a bit to find peace and security in this time, and we just pray that we would find that in you this morning and throughout this whole situation that we're in right now. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm glad that you've chosen to join us today, and I hope that this service and this message can be a help and encouragement to you during this difficult time in our history. All of our lives have had to change dramatically due to the looming danger of the COVID-19 virus. This disease has claimed countless lives already throughout the world, and now that it's come to North America, we're taking all necessary steps to reduce its spread and flatten the curve so that our healthcare system can manage it. Businesses have closed, schools have closed, those traveling from abroad are under mandatory 14-day quarantine, and all of us are focused on hand-washing, social distancing, and self-isolation. We are not overreacting. We are learning from the mistakes of other countries who failed to take this disease seriously, and we're doing all that we can to keep ourselves, our neighbors, and our loved ones safe. At such a time as this, it is natural and understandable for us all to be struggling with feelings of fear and anxiety. A couple of weeks ago, COVID-19 was a news story from the other side of the world, and we're all busy making plans. Now, so many of those plans have been changed or canceled altogether. There is much uncertainty in our lives now. Much of what we have taken for granted has been pulled out from under us. People are searching for some sense of security. And this pandemic has affected many of our sources of security. People are looking desperately for something, anything that they can cling to, even if it's a lifetime supply of toilet paper. We're doing everything we can think of to be safe. Yet, for many of us, we don't feel safe. We thought we were in a place of peace and safety, but trouble has now come. It is passing over us as a dark cloud, and nothing of this world can provide us with any assurance that we're going to make it through to the other side. The reality is, though, even though everything in this world has changed, in another way, nothing has changed. We would not say that based on what we see and hear with our eyes and ears, but we can say that as we look at this world through the eyes of faith. We need spiritual 20/20 vision, now more than ever. This is what is going to help us get through this time. We have looked to our government, to our jobs, to our finances, and to so many other things as being our source of safety and peace in life. And right now, so much of what we trusted in and relied upon is being stripped away from us. Yet, we do not need to fear and panic, because there is someone greater that we can trust in. As we see here in Psalm 4, God is still with us. He has not abandoned us. When we call unto Him in prayer, He will hear us. And while the world around us may be overwhelmed in fear and panic, we can lay down in peace and sleep, because God and God alone makes us to dwell in safety. In dealing with this crisis, our mental, emotional, and spiritual health is as important for us to maintain as our physical health. If we keep the right mindset, if we keep our spirits up, we can think clearly and respond wisely to our continually changing and challenging circumstances. Panic and worry, we recognize, are counterproductive. They have already caused our supply chains to be unnecessarily taxed, and if we are so full of worry that we cannot sleep, we will wear ourselves down physically so that we will diminish our body's capacity to fight off this disease if we do get infected. In the back of our minds, we know that, but it is easier said than done to stop from worrying. How do we calm ourselves down? How do we find peace of mind enough to lay down in peace and sleep? It only comes as we by faith seek God and have the confidence that He is watching over us and will be with us every step of the way. God and God alone can make us dwell in safety. To dwell is to abide as a permanent resident, to live in a place, to continue. Safety means freedom from danger or hazard. And so this phrase gives the sense that we can remain in a place of freedom from danger. 18 times in Scripture we see these two words, dwelling and safety, joined together. We read first off in Deuteronomy chapter 33 in verse 12. Of course, I'm not going to read all 18 of these passages, but this one I thought was probably one of the most powerfully worded ones. Deuteronomy 33 and verse 12 says, "And of Benjamin he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders." That's the idea, that in the Lord that we shall be able to dwell in safety and remain in a place of safety. Furthermore, the Bible declares to us that we can find safety in the Lord. Psalm 33 speaks of this. Psalm 33, verses 16 to 20, says, "There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord, he is our help and shield." Proverbs 21:31 declares that safety is of the Lord, and as well Proverbs 18 and verse 10, we read this. Proverbs 18 and verse 10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." That we can come to Him and run to Him and be safe in Him. As well, we read a bit this morning, but we can read again from Psalm 91, beginning at verse number 4, where it says, "He shall cover thee with his feathers, under his wings shalt thou trust, his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday." That we would definitely identify COVID-19 as being a pestilence. It is a malignant, contagious disease, and it's something that we haven't seen in our generation, but it has been part of history. But it's the thing, as we see and hear what he's saying, that we don't have to be afraid of it. We don't need to live in fear of it. Instead, we can live and dwell in safety. And that sounds great on paper, but practically, how do we do that? How does this thought of dwelling in safety become a reality to us? Are we just trying to trick ourselves? And lull ourselves into a false sense of security. It almost seems this is like wishful thinking, that if we just kind of put our heads in the sand, shut our eyes to the danger that's around us, that then we can sleep at night and everything will be okay, even though there is that danger in front of us. But we want to realize that the opposite is true. It is only as we truly see things as they are through the eyes of faith that we can dwell in safety and lay down in peace and sleep. And so from the Bible, I want to share with you two principles for you to meditate on in this time that can help you to have peace of mind. And so first, we can dwell in safety by taking heed to wisdom. In the latter part of Proverbs chapter 1, wisdom is represented as a person calling out to people, warning them of the dangers to come, telling them to turn at her reproof. And if we don't listen to wisdom, if we fail to do so, we see that wisdom promises that our fear will come to us along with desolation, destruction, distress, and anguish. But in the last verse of Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33, it says this, speaking of wisdom, "But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil." And so, we really want to think about that, that it makes a lot of sense to us. We see as well in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 23, again, speaking of wisdom, when we listen to wisdom, we keep sound wisdom and discretion, we can walk in our way safely, and our foot shall not stumble. And so, if we listen to wisdom, we can dwell in safety. And one very important principle of wisdom is found in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse number 3. And it says this, it says, Proverbs 22:3, "A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." And in our current situation, we recognize how much this applies. We can read about the devastating effects of this virus on public health, and there is much wisdom people provide to prevent the spread of this infection, whether it's social distancing, washing our hands, avoiding touching our face, isolating, and quarantining. And if we're prudent, and we will follow these practices. But instead, if we ignore those wise recommendations, if we live our lives carelessly, we're going to suffer for that. And many others as well will as a result of our failure to listen to wisdom. And sadly, even in this past week, we've seen different people being very careless in this, to the point that our premier has asked to institute steep fines to ensure public safety. And we look at this and we wonder, well, how can people be so foolish? How can they not listen to the warnings? Don't they know what's coming? But I think we need to realize in this, even though we can direct our anger at these individuals, we have to identify that we can be just as guilty of such carelessness when it comes to the wisdom that God gives us. That God's word is full of wisdom. It's full of principles that are giving us direction for life. That God gives us warnings in His Word for a reason. When God declares an action or a behavior as being sin, and He warns us, stay away from that, don't do that, He does it because He loves us, because He knows it's going to be harmful and destructive to ourselves and others. He doesn't want us to ruin our lives, destroy our homes, and condemn ourselves to eternal damnation. He calls to us, turn ye from your evil way. Yet so many of us mock and scorn God's laws, we fail to take His warnings seriously, and we even get offended by the word sin. And so just the same as those not heeding the warnings to self-isolate, we all need to take God's warnings, all of them, seriously. We read in Leviticus chapter 25 and verse number 18. It says, "Wherefore ye shall do my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and ye shall dwell in the land in safety." And so it's the idea that He gives us principles. If we follow them, We experience His blessing. We see Him work in our lives. And we remain in a place of safety. We see also in Isaiah chapter 48, verses 17 and 18, it says, "Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teachest thee to profit, which leadest thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments, then hath thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea." That's the thing. He's trying to help us. He's trying to teach us in the right way. And if we listen to Him, then we can have peace and safety. If we reject Him, we bring ourselves into a lot of trouble. We read in Isaiah chapter 57, verse 19, it says, God saying, speaking, He says, "I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace, to him that is afar off and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." And so that's the thing, is that we, if we want to be in a place of peace and safety, we need to listen to wisdom. We need to listen to God's warnings. Instead of seeing how close we can get to sin or how deep we can get into sin and still be able to pull ourselves out, we need to have the good sense to stay as far from it as possible. That there is quite literally hell to pay if we don't. If instead we seek His forgiveness and we walk in His ways, that we can be certain that we can dwell in safety. But second, we can dwell in safety as we trust in the Lord. We see this in Proverbs 29 and verse 25. Says, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." And we really want to understand that when we put our faith and trust in the Lord, that we can be safe with Him, that He can protect us, He can look over us and guide our lives and keep us in a place of safety. And for the skeptic who struggles to even believe that there is a God, it is hard to believe that putting our faith and trust in God at this time is going to make any difference. But the question is, during this time of crisis, what are we able to trust in? Are we able to trust in our government? Do they always make wise decisions? Can they stem the spread of this virus? We know they're doing all they can. They should be commended. We should be praying for them that they would have wisdom. But we know they're all only human. They're going to make mistakes. They can only do so much. That in hindsight, probably they should have started making some of these decisions sooner. But they're doing the best that they can. Can we trust at this time in our healthcare system? If we flatten the curve, if we can do everything we can to reduce and slow the spread of this virus, we hope that our healthcare system will be able to withstand the pressure. But there is a very good chance it might be overwhelmed. Can we trust in our body's ability to fight this disease? Not necessarily. Can we trust that our grocery stores will have all necessary supplies we need through this time of crisis? Not necessarily. Can we trust our financial security that we'll have enough to get through until it's time that we can get out again and work? We don't know that. And so in our present situation, what can we trust in? And the thing is, by faith, we need to look above our situation here to the only one that is wise enough and strong enough to help humanity in this terrible time. That this is a big problem that covers the globe, and we need someone bigger to deal with it. We are on shifting sands, and the unchanging God is, as always, our only true hope and source of safety. He is bigger than all of us. He is bigger than all this that we face. That He is our provider. He is our sustainer. He is our deliverer. He is our place of refuge. As it declares in Psalm 46, 1 and 2, God is our refuge and strength, very present help in time of trouble, and therefore we will not fear, even if our entire world was to turn upside down. that he is our shepherd, and we can walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil because he is with us. We can have rest and peace in him throughout this time. His peace that passes all understanding can keep our hearts and minds through this difficult period in our history. Jesus himself declared in John 14, verse 27, says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And so we look to him, and that there is a peace that God can give us. As we put our troubles, our worries, and our cares into his hand, we know that he can handle them. That we don't need to be burdened down and losing sleep over what's going on. We can put it in his, we can give it to him to worry about, and we can go to peace and sleep. And it's the thing is that we look at so often that as our generation, as our world, in many ways has turned away from God, that humanity as a whole has ignored God, and in our pride we've thought, well, we can look after ourselves, we didn't need him at all. And God has called us to return to him, and time and again we have run from him. And it's a thought, in this situation, if we're left all alone to face this threat by our own wisdom and strength, we are in desperate straits. And we need God now. We need to run to him. We need to pray to him for deliverance, knowing that as we turn to him in repentance and faith, he can and will show himself strong on our behalf. It declares in 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 14, Second Chronicles 7 and verse 14, it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And we need our land to be healed. And we need to turn to him in prayer. So that can happen. Our safety comes from God alone. We can run to him. We can hide in him. We can be as a little child that has had a bad dream, that runs crying into his parents' room, so afraid. And as our Heavenly Father takes us up into his arms, we can find peace and rest for our souls. God is our help, our shield, our strength, our healer. And through whatever comes, if we trust in him, we can have peace and rest. And it's the thought that if we know Jesus as Savior, if we know for sure we're on our way to heaven, we have a heavenly home, in all of this, we have nothing to fear. That God is watching over us by his grace, we may not get infected. But if we do, we know that he can heal us better than any doctor can, if he so wills. But even if we do pass from this life, we can have the assurance that we'll be ushered into his presence in heaven, and the troubles of this world will only be a memory to us. As believers, if we know we have that security and assurance of our salvation, the worst that COVID-19 can do is to send us to heaven early. And we don't have to, there's nothing to be afraid. Death is not even something that we need to be afraid of. And so we can have confidence in him. Whatever happens, he's going to be with us all the way. He can bring us out of it. He can bring us through it. Whatever happens, we can have peace. And so through this time, I want to encourage you that we can lay down in peace and sleep, because God and God alone makes us to dwell in safety. And for all of you watching this, I pray that you know Christ as your Savior today. And if you don't, or maybe if you're not sure, I would encourage you to connect with me later, whether through Facebook or phone or whatever is necessary, because I want you through this time to have the peace of God in your life. I know that it is possible to have peace through this, and I would love to do all that I can to help you make peace with God and to find the peace of God. Let's pray. Dearly Father, we just again thank you for who you are. Thank you that we can trust in you and that we don't have to be afraid. We just pray, Lord, that as we go to you in prayer, Lord, we cast all our cares upon you, Lord, that we can exchange our worries for your peace, the peace that passes all understanding, and that it would keep our hearts and minds through this difficult time. Just, Lord, may you be with us, and may we, by faith, see that you are in control and that you are watching over us every step of the way. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so we're going to turn to one more hymn.